Yes, sir. Mr. Carl Rowan, USIA, is on the line.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, my friend.
Well, it was wonderful. I was just delighted.
Well, I thought it, I thought they did mighty good.
Well, it was what you stood for, and it, and the people showed they appreciated it.
Well,
I was delighted.
That's good. How are things going with you?
Oh, things are going quite well, Mr. President.
Good.
I called, first to ask if, now that we've got the election out of the way, you would give me a little leeway to make a couple of trips that the State Department and I think are quite crucial. Now, the first one is only a two-day deal. My top officers are going to meet in Berlin, my top officers from behind the Iron Curtain. I need to meet with these top officers, first of all, because I don't know them, and secondly, I want to know what's going on behind there in terms of our propaganda program and so forth. So this would be a three-day deal in late November. The second thing is not specific, but the department and nine of our ambassadors in Africa have contacted me. They say we've got a deteriorating situation in Africa, and that if I would just show my face on that continent, it would help to some degree to stem the tide, that the rush that the Chinese particularly are putting on there. And I think this is something that is in our foreign policy interest. And I was hoping you'd give me the leeway to work it out.
Yeah. I'm against traveling. I think the place for the administrator is at his desk running the places and not globetrotting around the world. I've always had strong feelings about the fellow that administers the job and one that goes around. But I think those are reasonable and necessary, and you haven't had too very much. And just hold it. I just want you to have the best record of anybody in the United States, and I don't want them jumping up and saying that here he is in a nightclub in Berlin, and here he is in some other place in Paris, and here he is this. And I just think you have a good record, and you're smart as hell, and you've done a good job, and you've got 20-odd million people that are just watching the example you set and taking great pride in everything you do. And I think these two or three days are all right. I think Africa's all right, and I think Berlin's all right. But I would generally hold down on all of my assistants, and I just know that all of us, including the president, do too much trotting around, and I feel very strongly about it. But these cases, I think you're justified, and you go on to them.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. President. You can be sure I'll hold it to a minimum, and I'll continue to try to
do it. Well, you've done a wonderful job, and you haven't made a single misstep. And just don't make one. Just keep doing it, and we're going to have a big thing to do in Vietnam. I don't know what the hell we can do out there, but you want to be sure that you're doing everything you can do.
Yes, I just got an urgent plea from them for another top-level man, which I've agreed to send them. So we're doing everything we know how. That is the only place I've been overseas since I took this job, as you know, and it was a very valuable trip. But we're going to try to do everything we know how, President. It's a tough one, though.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much.